Even though the Browns aren't playing, there is still plenty to talk about, and we want to get more insight here on Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. And right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline is a good friend of the show, super friend of the show, I would say. From the News Herald, he is Jeff Shadell. Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
We Hi, are Jeff. doing good, trying to avoid the snow and just stay warm until we can get to the next football season. All right, let me ask you this, Jeff. As we were just talking about, you know, we watch Odell now playing for the Rams. What goes through your mind when you see him play for the Rams, and is it just – are you rooting for him or rooting against him or just – I don't know. I'm wondering how you perceive it.
I have two thoughts on that. One is either the Browns couldn't figure out what to do with him properly, or – maybe Odell figured out, you know what, I wasn't very good with the Giants as far as getting along with everybody. It didn't work out well in Cleveland. Maybe I better start paying attention and just being a team guy. I think there's part of that in there, too.
We've never heard anything like that, though, Jeff. You know, I mean, talking to Browns players and hearing them in press conferences, there never appeared to be any issues. Now, you know, it might have been a diva.
I agree with that, Jeff. But I think Odell was kind of like a passive.
Aggressive?
Yeah, kind of passive aggressive in that regard. Because we did see him kind of like moping on the sideline. And,
sure.
And so I do believe that there is something that this is his third team. He's got great talent, and I just think it was kind of a wake-up call when two teams really didn't make it work for him.
So I was just saying, you think the situation is just better for him right now?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I think it is. And but, you know, as far as the Browns, either the Browns receivers were overrated or they underperformed. And I don't know where – I think it's part of both, really.
Jeff, the one thing that I wonder about, and I think that we should focus on with the whole Odell saga here. Okay, he's gone, but what about the next guy? What the next superior talent that we have at wide receiver, can our system, our team, our personnel incorporate that guy and make it work in a big-time way?
Well, that's a real good question, Jeff. And I've heard you talk about this before. You look at Stephon Diggs in Minnesota with Kevin Stefanski calling plays. He certainly didn't have the seasons that he's had in Buffalo. And I think it's going to be difficult to attract wide receiver free agent to Cleveland unless you overpay him, because he looks and says, look, these guys aren't catching passes. Austin Hooper isn't doing what he did in Atlanta. So
no,
unless
true.
He comes here strictly for the money, and whoever that might be, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Browns will have to draft a receiver. Maybe one of those guys from Ohio State. That would be a big upgrade.
Olave or Wilson. It'd be nice to have either one of those guys, especially the way they played this past season. But, Jeff, let's talk about Baker Mayfield for a second. Where do you think the Browns really are with Baker? You know, we had Kevin Stefanski on last week, and, you know, he gave a coach's answer on it. And, you know, I think he said exactly what he should have said, but it was very much like we work together. And then, you know, Baker has his surgery repaired and thanks all of his fans, doesn't really talk about Cleveland or the Browns in there. I don't know if you want to read into that or not, but where are we with Baker Mayfield?
That is such a good question, Andy, and there's no clear answer, obviously. And as you guys have said, if Baker was healthy enough to play, as the coaches kept saying, as Andrew Berry told us at the very end, if he was healthy enough to play, then he should have performed better. If the injury really affected his game as much as we're kind of led to believe, even though no one has said it, then the coaches were wrong for playing him. And no matter how you look at it, even if he's healthy, wouldn't you agree that he is the third best quarterback in the division behind Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson? And so if that's the case, then I think the Browns have a big issue on their hands. But you still can't get rid of Baker until you have somebody better.
Jeff, with that thought in mind, though, don't you think he's going to be the quarterback here next year? I do, because I can't see the organization making the kind of cataclysmic move that it would take to make something else happen. You know, I mean, as you said, you got to have something else better. Well, what's better? The three big names that are out there. You know, and I've thrown out, there are free agents out there, and I might prefer them to Baker, Jameis Winston, Mitch Trubisky, let's just say. But there's no guarantee that they'd play better here. So I don't see anything happening there. Do you think the organization would try to make that huge move to bring in one of the guys that's clearly a better option?
I don't see that happening, Jeff. And I do agree that he'll probably be back next year. And I suppose that he really does deserve another year when healthy to prove that things can be okay again. I mean, last year, you know, and last year was a good year. 2018 was a good year. But I also think there's part of the issue is I think teams figured out how to defend Baker better than they did in 2020. So there's a lot to untangle here. And I think Andrew Berry has a difficult task on his hands. But I do think that Baker will be back here next year.
Jeff, if you're sitting in a room and it's Paul D. Podesta, Jimmy and D. Haslam, Andrew Berry, and Kevin Stefanski, I wonder if they're all on the same page with Baker. I think we all hear rumblings and little things here and there, but like when they walk out of the room, they should be on the same page or at least speak the same language that they're all on the same page. Do you think they're all on the same page?
That's a real good question. I would be surprised if they are. I think Paul D. Podesta is really he's very objective, and he doesn't have a horse in the race, so to speak. And I think they're going to listen to whatever he says. And so, no, I'm going to guess maybe they're not all on the same page. Because do you just say to yourself, yes, it's all because of the injury that he underperformed last year. But then it gets back to, well, then if it is the injury, then he should not have been playing. So this is a very – at least when the Browns didn't have a quarterback, you didn't have this problem, right? I mean, you needed to go get a new one.
Yeah, the room was unified in saying we need to put another name on the back of that jersey.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, I saw something.
So much impact on this team. I mean, look at the defensive line. The only guy back is, unless they re-sign Clowney, and Malik Jackson is Myles Garrett. They have a lot of work to do there. Their leading tackler, Anthony Walker, will be a free agent without a new contract. And I could see the defense. There's five starters that are free agents, including Malik McDowell. And so it's going to be just like this year. That's going to take time for the defense to gel. Special teams were a mess. There's a lot to get right before the Browns are going to be contenders, I think.
Jeff, I saw something the other day that made me kind of step back and think about it a little bit, and I was surprised. And it was, I forget what the article was entitled, but it was something that, you know, guys who might be on the move. And they listed Kareem Hunt. It was, I think, an NFL.com story. And I thought, really? And it said, he's making pretty good money. He's been injured. And D'Ernest Johnson has been terrific. And I thought, well, all of those things are true. But I hadn't given any thought to the idea of Kareem Hunt not being on this team next year. You think there's anything to that? And is there anybody else who we wouldn't even think of who might be missing next year who we all assume is going to be on this team?
Well, I do not see any way that the Browns would trade Kareem Hunt.
Neither do I.
Unless you're going to get a first-round pick for him, and that probably wouldn't happen. No. He's a good team guy. He got hurt playing. He's too valuable to the team. He missed 9 games this year, and his loss you'd see how his loss affected the offense. So, no, he's a lot more valuable to the Browns, in my opinion, than what they could get for him in a trade. Yes, and Dearness Johnson is good, but I would take Kareem Hunt over Dearness Johnson. And that's nothing against Johnson.
Jeff, do you think Jadeveon Clowney comes back next year?
I think he'll go wherever the money is. He has really no ties to Cleveland. He even pretty much said that, the money may not be, if he's making whatever, $5 million in one place and the Browns offer him 4.9, maybe he would stay here. But he's been on 4 teams in 4 years. And if the Browns give him enough money, then he'll stay. But otherwise, I think he'll go.
One thing you would like to see Kevin Stefanski improve on for next year, Jeff? Nothing like putting you on the spot.
I think he has to get wide receivers more involved in the offense and maybe open up the playbook a little bit. But we all know that Baker Mayfield is best when he rolls out. And I don't know opponents know that if they keep him inside the pocket, that eventually he'll either throw an incomplete pass or worse, or get picked. The numbers, when you look at his completion percentage, this comes from Pro Football Reference. It's not me doing the research. When he is in the pocket and throws the ball in under 2.5 seconds, he's got like 62%, 63% completion percentage. When he's trapped in that pocket for more than 2.5 seconds, his completion percentage goes to 53%. So they have to figure out ways to get him out in the open more.
Jeff, last question for you. Who do you like moving forward? Who do you like moving forward in the playoffs?
I want to see a Chiefs-Packers Super Bowl. And I'm lucky, Andy, you could identify with this. My granddaughter is playing a hockey game at 3:15 on Sunday out in Elyria. But I'll get home in time to watch that Bills-Chiefs game. So I'll be happy both ways.
Dress warm. Stay away from the wall that's open in the wall in Elyria. Dress warm.
Ooh.
Stay in the.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Have you been out there? Have you ever been to the rink?
No, not yet. This will be our first game out there. They came here for a game, and we won that one. So we're looking forward to this.
All right. That's the way to be a sports grandparent. That's the way to do it. Yeah, it's a colder rink. They have a warming room on the end, but the seats are okay. It's just that one of the walls is open. Anybody knows it that drives by it on the turnpike, you can see the ice rinks right there in Elyria. So, hey, stay warm, Jeff, and thank you for all your thoughts.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for that tip, Andy. I'll remember that.
Bring your jacket. That's what I'll tell you. Jeff Chanel.
Right, you got it.
News Herald. Proud grandparent. Love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.